I'm having an affair with my husband's stepfather, who is the father of our baby girl. He and I want to come out, but maybe we should not because there's so much at stake. I only slept with him 4 times, once on Christmas, twice 2 days when we were on family reunion trip, and, of course, 2 weeks after my husband's departure overseas. I was so lonely, and my mother is dead. My mother-in-law is so mean. She never really speaks to me. My father-in-law is so nice and kind to me. My father-in-law is the man of my dreams. He will not have anything to do with me romantically ever again because he feels guilty, but I don't. I'm really hurt and now so lonely. My husband sends all the financial support home along with our investments. My lifestyle is very comfortable. This is more than enough considering the fact that I am employed also. I really don't want to let go of my lifestyle. I want to get a divorce on the grounds of adultery, for he is with other men. I really do not want to end his career, for he deserves to be what he is, a man that serves his country and other men's. The guy is gay, gay, gay. He had an affair with his stepbrother for several years. They were caught by his mom, who is in denial. My father-in-law told me. I found out this after we were married. I don't know what to do, but I know I love my stepfather-in-law. I know this all is very dysfunctional, but can you all please help me get a better understanding of this mess I've gotten into? Sincerely, all mixed up in a mess. Hey, let me tell you a little crazy behind something.
Come on, Steve.
Let me tell you how crazy this really is. Mm-hmm. First of all, you and the father-in-law thinking about coming out.
Start there.
That right there. I can't tell you the hell that's going to break loose when you and him come out. Y'all be better off coming out the closet on the same day than to come out with this news right here. You can get more support for coming out the closet. We've seen a lot of people come out the closet. We know how to deal with that. We all got family members. Some of them that came out the closet, some of the doors you just opened and damn, they was in there. So we got to coming out the closet. But when you come out and make the announcement, I don't care if you at church service, my father-in-law is my baby's daddy, but my husband's stepfather. That right there, the church going to have to close down.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be some fights going to break out. Listen to me. Then she said, I only slept with him 4 times. Now, I guess this is supposed to make us feel better.
I think so.
Once on Christmas. Well, ain't that Merry Christmas? And then 2 days when we was on family reunion. Family reunion. Boy, you talk about the family getting together.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all done took families coming together to a whole nother level.
Talk.
Then, and of course, 2 weeks after my husband's departure overseas.
Of course.
We had to do it then.
Yeah, of course.
Now, hear your stupid behind with this lie. I was so lonely. Mm. 2 weeks? You can't last 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But then here go the real dump. And my mama is dead.
What's that?
The hell your mama got to do with you sleeping with your husband's daddy? Please help me know that I know bull crap when I see it.
Yes, Steve.
Okay. Now, my father-in-law is the man of my dreams. Mm-hmm. Is he? You mean your husband's father is the man of your dreams?
Stepfather, father.
What difference do it make, y'all? What is we
it
talking
don't matter.
About?
It does not matter.
He is your husband's daddy.
Yes.
Now, your father-in-law is the man of your dreams. Now, listen to this. He will not have anything to do with me romantically ever again because he feels guilty, but I don't. Can I explain something to you?
Come on.
The reason why he won't have nothing to do with you, maybe he ain't like it. See, you think it's guilt, but he just like any other man that step outside on his wife and find out that the grass really ain't greener on the other side. Now, he guilty. He guilty.
With a baby.
I think he ain't like it. That's what I think. I think it ain't all that. I think what you passing out, you probably need to start keeping. That's what I think. See, I'm really hurt and now so lonely. You lonely again. Every time your mama died, you're lonely. Now the father-in-law won't sleep with you, you're lonely. Your husband go overseas, you lonely. You need to buy a dog. Really. You need to get got some dogs that they trying to find homes
Steve.
For. You would be the ideal person to take in one of them pit bulls. I mean, really, you need some company at your house. Here's another one
killers.
I want to get a divorce on the grounds of adultery, for he is with other men.
And you are too.
Where did that pop with?
I know.
Well, that makes two of y'all. You with other men and he with other men. Really, what's the difference here? Okay, now you want him to serve his country. The guy is gay, gay, gay. He had an affair with his stepbrother for several years. They were caught by his mom, who is in denial. The mama ain't the only one in denial.
Okay.
You in denial, really, more than anybody. Can I tell you something? Your father-in-law ain't your man.
Mm.
Your husband ain't your man. Them babies, really, we need to really check out who the baby belong to. It's too many people in denial in this letter. And then you said the reason you found out that your husband had an affair with his stepbrother, my father-in-law told me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he did.
Right.
And then right after that, that's when y'all start sleeping together. Hey, baby, you know your man a punk, don't you?
Well, my son looks just like my daddy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.